Democrat William Proxmire liked to spread his message in person, face to face, and hand by hand. He made a name for himself by standing outside of University of Wisconsin sporting events to shake hands with as many fans as possible. Proxmire campaign treasurer John Finnerty remembers the senator regularly visited plant gates, meeting people on their way to and from work. Finnerty says a favorite of Proxmire's was Gate 1A of the Alice Chalmers tractor plant in West Allis.
That plant gate was the mother lode for Bill Proxmire. That was a great plant gate. The early shift was coming out, the morning shift was going in, and he could stand in the middle and pass out his Packer schedules, shake hands with everybody, talk a little bit, and then when that was over, he would jog down about 500 feet to the south and catch all the white-collar people coming across the street from the parking lot.
Those who knew Proxmire said he put such an effort into shaking hands for a couple reasons. In part, it allowed him to connect with the public and avoid the big money chase that plagues today's politics. Finnerty says Proxmire spent roughly $300 total in his last two re-election campaigns. But friends say he also genuinely liked meeting people. Current U.S. Senator Russ Feingold says he can remember seeing Proxmire march in a parade without any staff to act as a barricade. That was toward the end of his 32-year Senate career.
And even when he must have already decided not to run again, there he was, by himself at the Middleton Good Neighbor Parade, with no staff, with no volunteers, handing out literature, just by himself with a placard on, walking by himself.
It took a while for Proxmire's reputation to take hold. Former Wisconsin Governor Pat Lucey was the Democratic Party chairman around the time Proxmire won the special election for the U.S. Senate seat that was vacated when Joseph McCarthy died. He says some people didn't want Proxmire to run. After all, he'd been unsuccessful in three prior bids for Wisconsin governor. But because he kept plugging, Lucy says Proxmire helped establish the modern Democratic Party.
From that day forward, Wisconsin has been a two-party state. And we don't have to be staunch partisans to recognize that better government results from a highly competitive relationship between the two parties. Bill Proxmire, through his dogged determination in the lean years, and his brilliant victory in 1957 did more than any other human being to make that happen.
When in Washington, Proxmire made a name for himself through his Golden Fleece Awards. He would award these monthly to the project he thought was the biggest waste of taxpayer money. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind says researching these projects was one of the favorite parts of his job when he interned in Proxmire's office. He remembers one government grant that would have spent $350,000 studying the effect of tequila on goldfish. Kind says he also got to work with Proxmire on some of the many speeches he gave on ending the nuclear arms race.
And nothing made you prouder to be an intern, to be a student in that office, than be able to go over to the Senate floor and be able to listen in his booming voice a speech that you helped draft that he was delivering in the United States Senate.
Len Zabrensky campaigned with Proxmire and says the senator practiced what he preached. He says Proxmire watched his own money, staying in cheap hotels on the road and even in YMCAs during his early campaigns for governor. It stuck out in Zabrensky's mind when he saw Proxmire order a bottle of wine at a dinner after he'd won a campaign.
That's one of the few times I ever saw him spring for anything, but he drank some of it. Little did I know he'd stick me with a dinner check.
But Zabrensky says one of Proxmire's best qualities was his persistence.
Perhaps he was best known for his Golden Fleece Awards, but he also will be remembered for the 3,000 speeches he gave on the floor of the Senate for 19 years on behalf of the Genocide Treaty to make genocide an international crime. The Senate failed to take action until it finally passed it in 1986, all due to Bill Proxmire.
Proxmire died in December. He was 90 years old. Wisconsin Public Television will air coverage of today's service at 8:30 tonight. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.